Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with Ann Zimmerman. Ann is the founder of Zimmerman & Company CPAs. Ann, I need your website, please.
It's www.zimmerman-cpa.com.
All right, so check that out. And the Business for Responsible Tax Reform, is that a website?
Yeah, but you're going to make me say that, aren't you?
It's, no, I'm not going to. I'm not going to make you. But folks, check it out. You can Google it. Businesses for Responsible Tax Reform. And let's talk. Let's get back into the tax bill, the Tax Cut Jobs Act, that we've been talking about. One of the other things about this bill that really makes me mad, and I mean it angers me. Some companies can find a better deal. They're at the certain level. They're at a little bit higher level than the typical small business, but their volume, their revenue, their organizational size and everything, that then they're sub S's and have been for 20, 30, 40 years, who knows how long. Happy it is a sub S. But all of a sudden, because of this one stupid bill, they are having to actually consider becoming a C Corp. And if they decide to do that, they can't go back for 5 years. No single tax reform bill should ever make any small business have to make that decision, Ann. It's, in my opinion, this is a travesty that happened.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Jim. And the complexity and the costs that are associated with this bill for small businesses, they should be doing their business, not thinking about whether they need to change forms just to make the tax man happy.
In what universe, Ann, do you cook up a deal like this and say that a small business is a child of a lesser god from a corporate America? They've already got advantages. And we now know, and listen, and this is something I predicted in my articles that I told you that I wrote. I predicted this in my articles. We now know that they're using that tax money to buy back shares to drive their share price. They're not hiring people.
They've broken records. They've broken all sorts of records. They're hiring people. And, you know, the tax law was put in so that businesses could hire people, right? And I can tell you, that's only getting worse as far as, you know, I know there's all sorts of confidence indexes that we look at small businesses. Businesses for Responsible Tax Reform, we did a poll a while ago, this summer, I guess, and it showed that 69% of small business owners said they wouldn't hire as a result of the law. Well, another poll was just done by ZipBook, a software company that does books for small companies, and there shows 88% would not be hiring anybody because of this. So the answer is small businesses aren't hiring. The tax law isn't doing what they wanted it to do. You know, on the favored large corporations, they're buying their shares back. The small guy, we can't afford to hire based on the pittance that we were thrown.
Well, I don't understand how people can't see how blatant this was to basically treat small businesses this way. I mean, why couldn't they have said, look, everybody's rate drops to 22%. Small business, large businesses, everybody drops to 22. We're going to spread it across everybody. Everybody gets the same thing. Why would that not be their first conclusion that they jump to?
One would think that, and they still could. They could change. Instead of going doubling down with this new tax 2.0, which may not go anywhere.
What do you think that's going to look like?
I think it's just going to double down on the already bad things, making it more costly. They're projecting, what, $2.5 trillion or something of new debt from this if they go forward with it. And there's no reason that they can't do a tax cuts law that benefits big business and little businesses
at the same time. Yeah. In fact, small businesses really should be getting the advantage. See, here's the thing, Ann. Small businesses are having an increasingly difficult time out here on Main Street competing with the big tech firms. And we don't need them to have more of an advantage over us.
No. I mean, that's going to have an amazing impact on the entire economy. And all they need to do is give us, small business, at least an equal seat at the table, right?
Yep. Yep.
When they're doing tax cuts and tax law instead of just big business. And this could all be worked out. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yep.
They could have done, and they still could do, a repaired tax
right.
law.
Keep up the noise. Keep up the argument, Ann. I'm going to do it too. I haven't stopped, even though some of my friends tell me I'm causing harm. I tell them, you know what? I worship at the throne of small business. They're the people that I serve. Hey, Ann, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Ann Zimmerman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.